Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the needy, the homeless, the beggars on the street. I was once there myself. We're in the book of Sirach today with chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 for our practice. My child, do not mock the life of the poor. Do not keep needy eyes waiting. Do not grieve the hungry, nor anger the needy. Do not aggravate a heart already angry, nor delay giving to the needy. A beggar's request, do not reject. Do not turn your face away from the poor. How does one atone for mocking the less fortunate, abusing the homeless, ignoring the mother in need? I once was homeless, more than a year on the streets of Gainesville, trying to kill myself to run away from shame. This is where I learned about being hungry and tired from having no bed to sleep in. I learned that mocking the poor, the hungry, and the needy is not only disrespectful, but also perpetuates harmful stereotypes and exasperates their struggles. I became one of the least, struggling with emotions that led me to an attempted suicide while living in conditions the devil led me to each day. I began to see that mocking those in need reflects a lack of empathy and understanding towards their circumstances. It disregards the challenges they face and fails to recognize the poverty, hunger, and neediness can stem from a variety of complex factors beyond their control. I had lost control. I was lonely and scared, unwilling to forgive myself. Every individual, regardless of their social or economic standing, deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. Mocking the less fortunate undermines their dignity and further marginalizes them, making it harder for them to escape their situation. When you see the poor, the hungry, and the needy, don't stereotype them and think they are lazy, undeserving, or responsible for their own misfortunes. These stereotypes are often baseless and fail to recognize the systemic issues that contribute to poverty and neediness. Mocking those in difficult circumstances can discourage efforts to address social inequalities and promote positive change. It creates a divisive environment that prevents constructive dialogue and collaboration towards finding solutions to poverty, hunger, and inequality. This type of ridicule and mockery can deeply affect individuals who are already facing challenging circumstances. It can worsen their mental and emotional well-being, erode their self-esteem, and create a sense of hopelessness. Mocking the poor, the hungry, and the needy often stems from a lack of understanding about the complexities of poverty and social issues. Engaging in empathy, education, and awareness building can help foster a more compassionate society. I pray that we all see that mocking those in need serves no positive purpose and only perpetuates harm. It is crucial to promote empathy, compassion, and understanding to create a more inclusive and supportive society, learning to forgive mistakes and keep families strong. If you have a loved one who experienced this, remind them how much you love them and offer assistance when necessary, be it emotional or spiritual support. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, I am so sorry. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. Forgive my sins that I have done over the years, Lord. You know all of them. You know them by heart. And erase them from our past, Lord. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Delia. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying, as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Prayers for a little boy named David Alexander, supposed to be born in February. We continue to pray for this pregnancy and pray that all goes well in your name, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of Sirach 4. We've got 1 through 4. We've got a 2-stanza poem. It's ongoing. What practice today was in verses 1 through 4. Sirach 4, it's titled, Poor Give as Someone Special. Poor life, mock not, child mine. Waiting, keep not eyes needy. Needy, anger not, nor hungry, grieve in kind. Angry heart, aggravate not, greedy. Needy, giving, delay not, obey. Reject not request of a beggar, revel. Face yours, turn not away. Poor give as someone special. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is December 15th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. This morning we touched on some subjects that I've experienced firsthand. I know the power of Jesus Christ that can bring us out of death and destruction. And believe me, when you turn your life around and practice, pray, and proclaim every single day how to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, you too will find Jesus as the only reason to live. You will practice your Bible every day. You will read the Word of God. You'll surround yourself with people of love, faith, and hope of His grace. Those type of people love to be fed by the Eucharist of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come along with me and you'll find that Eucharist each and every morning as we continue to seek our daily Mass and share what it means to be a devout man of God in the foundational faith of a Catholic. Amen. God bless you and thanks for hanging out with me today as we close at 9:03 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, John.